Job chapter 4. And Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, If a word were assayed to thee, wouldest thou be grieved? But who can refrain from speaking? Behold, thou hast instructed many, and thou hast strengthened the weak hands. Thy words have upholden him that was stumbling, and thou hast braced up the bending knees. But now it is come upon thee, and thou grievest. It toucheth thee, and thou art troubled. Hath not thy piety been thy confidence, and the perfection of thy ways thy hope? Remember, I pray thee, who that was innocent has perished, and where were the upright cut off? Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity and sow mischief reap the same. By the breath of God they perish, and by the blast of his nostrils are they consumed. The roar of the lion, and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the whelps of the lioness are scattered. Now to me a word was secretly brought, and mine ear received a whisper thereof. In thoughts from visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came on me, and trembling, and made all my bones to shake, and a spirit passed from before my face, the hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, I could not discern the appearance thereof. A form was before mine eyes. I heard a slight murmur and a voice. Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be purer than his Maker? Lo, he trusteth not his servants, and his angels he chargeth with folly. How much more them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, who are crushed as the moth? From morning to evening are they smitten, without any heeding it. They perish forever. Is not their tent cord torn away from them? They die, and without wisdom.